Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Morning, Jody Hamilton. It's almost musical.
Aw.
Hi, good morning, Charlie Pierce. Hi.
Hi, I'm going to hold on for a second because I have an entry in the Kyle Rittenhouse drawing, and I think I might win the trip to Wisconsin Dells.
Are we raffling off justice now? What the actual F is happening?
I mean, it's quaint. It's like one of those, the town in New Hampshire where they all get, you know, they vote at midnight.
Right.
Dixville
they
Notch.
Get up and they put, yeah, Dixville Notch. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And, it's quaint. It's weird.
Yeah.
And I don't trust the judge as far as I can throw him. But, you know, yeah. It's the way they do things, I guess.
Yeah. Don't ask me. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know why. Am I happy clappy, Charlie? I'm holding out some hope that he's going to be convicted on something. I know a lot of people were surprised by the prosecution. I thought it was a really strong close.
I am less certain that he's going to walk than I was before.
Right.
Closing arguments yesterday. I think the defense closing argument overreached in three or four different ways.
Yeah.
First of all, the guy giving it was completely unlikable.
Yeah.
Wasn't connecting with anything. Second of all, he pretty much absolved Rittenhouse of doing anything wrong.
I thought he was going to go into the They Had It Coming from Chicago. I thought the Chicago musical was about to begin. They Had It Coming. They Had It Coming.
I mean, I think we can all assume he did something wrong.
Yeah.
That night, you know, and the other thing was I got caught up by this line he used, mm-hmm. where he said, "We have people in this town who shot people seven times, and that was okay," which is what the policeman did to Jacob Blake,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and the DA refused to prosecute. And I thought that was a really distasteful.
Yeah,
first
right.
of all,
yeah, okay. He only shot four times. Or what's
yeah,
for Rittenhouse?
First of all, like four shots is more absolvable than seven. I don't know how to make that calculation,
right?
Considering that Jacob Blake is still alive and two people are dead,
right?
But you know, I just thought it was incredibly distasteful and really dangerous to put up whatever you think of him, a uniformed police officer on, you know, the same level as a 17-year-old, you know, posse wannabe.
Yeah.
You know, walking up the street with his illegal firearm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an open invitation to vigilantism.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's clear he went looking for trouble. But okay. Can we just say I loved your tweet and your piece? You just said there's really only one story worth coverage in our politics as the week began. The story was that for 4 years, the United States of America, the world's oldest democracy, was governed by monsters. Mm-hmm. This is new documents demonstrate a sheer contempt for the active national leadership and disregard for the public health that has no parallel in American history. You write, these were death-dealing scum who dealt their death on their own people, and then having dealt death for far and wide for their own cheap political purposes, they covered up what they did also for their own cheap political purposes. I know we're getting tired of saying, will there ever be any consequences for fill in the blank? But I don't know, Charlie. Mass genocide seems like a, I don't know, used to be an actionable thing.
Certainly mass manslaughter, mm-hmm. or, you know, yeah. mass reckless endangerment, or
yeah.
mass involuntary manslaughter,
right.
or something. If you have the power to do something and you don't do it, for reasons of, you know, you think that, you know, that you're going to get blamed for it at the ballot box, then you're committing, you have to be committing a crime.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to be. And then if you cover it up, you're committing another crime.
Yes, yes.
What,
I mean, you said the
me is how politically maladroit you have to be to think that you're going to get blamed for a pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're the president and you say, hey, look, it's on my watch, but now this is what we're going to do, the country will get behind you.
Yeah.
It won't penalize you for it.
Right.
But, you know, if you, you know, if everybody in the country starts seeing grandma and the kindly old guy at the soda shop dropping dead, and they find out that, you know, and they think you haven't done your job, then they'll turn against you. And that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, you said the previous administration gagged its own scientists, buried its own reports, bullied its own agencies, soft-pedaled its own data, created its own reality to sell to the country, all at a crucial time when the pandemic could have been fought seriously and at least partly arrested. Mm-hmm. I mean, Charlie, I don't know if we'll ever have an exact number, but it's in the tens of thousands of people that didn't need to die from this, right?
Oh, you said it's easily. I think it's easily in the tens of thousands. Yeah.
Right. You say for the sake of their own public image, which ironically was headed for the storm drain anyway, members of the administration abandoned their most rudimentary obligations as public servants. The country was denied the information it desperately needed because some time servers and coat holders were trying to avoid a tantrum in the Oval Office. We're lucky we survived this long. Well, I mean, I still think we've somehow normalized and numbed ourselves to 760,000 Americans dead, more than all of our wars combined, right?
Yeah, and, I basically the reason we've normalized it is we're not dead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Death was something that happened to other people. I mean, those of us who are still alive, that is.
Right, but I feel like all of us know somebody that died.
Oh, God,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And all of us have been affected.
Yeah.
You know, seriously affected in one way or another.
Yeah.
You know, whether air travel or you know, my ability to go out and cover a story or, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, the one thing that horrified me in that, excuse me, in that story that I linked to for that post was how they left the meatpacking industry out to dry.
Yeah.
When that was one of the reasons I stopped eating meat.
These were massive hotspots.
Yeah.
You know, these were poor people.
Yeah.
Their immigration status was probably dubious at best.
They were like, screw you, get in there, brown people, and make our nuggets. Like, that was exactly what happened. Yeah.
You're exactly right, and that's just horrifying to me. And there were, you know, I have to believe there were governors and state legislatures who were complicit in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but this to me was obvious. I mean, and it was obvious right off the top. It was one of the first places that exploded.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I mean, and I have to say, how many Jared stories do we have this morning? We know he was in the middle of the COVID response and literally on record saying, screw it, it's just the blue states. Who cares? I mean, he was in the middle of the PPE stuff. He reportedly blew off a plea to defuse Trump's coup in the middle of it. They had a dinner party. What was that? The night after January 6th, just where they wasn't even mentioned what happened on. I mean,
oh, Stephanie, why would you even bother with that?
Oh, pshaw!
Why ruin a good dinner party? I mean,
really, you know, Charlie, I think to get our heads around...
A skit briefly broke out.
Yes, I know.
Sorry, I was being serious, and they thought it was hilarious.
I was sitting back, but you know there's no future in that in this program.
Yes.
I'm sorry, my dear. You have no future in talk radio.
Just these, you know, like you even talked about the McEntee story, that this 29-year-old is in charge of everything in the last weeks of the White House. You say McEntee...
Fire the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah. McEntee and his enforcers made the disastrous last weeks of the Trump presidency possible. They backed the president's manic drive to overturn the election, helped set the stage for the January 6th assault. McEntee was there bossing around cabinet secretaries, decapitating civilian leadership at the Pentagon, forcing officials high and low to state their allegiance to Trump. And you say it traces McEntee's rise through the ruins to a position of power for which he was completely ill-suited, which now that I think about it is the story of the entire administration from start to finish, top to bottom, including Trump. I mean, Hal Sparks always says it as a positive. Thank God they're all so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he hired such stupid, incompetent people, yeah. Right?
But, but even the stupid people came too close.
Yes, that's what I mean.
We are still depending on Mike Pence's, you know, political conscience.
Right.
To keep the place from total chaos. Yeah. But it's fairly clear that the White House, for at least the last 8 months of 2020, was, I mean, I've been calling it Camp Runamuck for 6 years, but it really was Camp Runamuck at the end there.
Yeah. I mean, he isn't even a lawyer. I mean, he's 29 and he wrote a coup memo instructing the vice president to overturn the election.
Yeah, the guy who was in charge of, like, carrying the bags and producing the Diet Cokes on command is firing the Secretary of Defense and asking the vice president to overthrow the government.
I don't. Okay, and leave it to you to alert us to even more horrific things in our future. For instance, a rash of heavy storms in southern Egypt has driven swarms of scorpions from their hiding places, leaving at least 450 people injured by the venomous stings. And you just said, oh, come on!
And then there was another story about...
Go ahead. The hooded...
A town overrun by armadillos, which carry...
Oh, I hadn't heard that one. You also said the hooded... Pitohui is the first scientifically documented poisonous bird. Its feathers give off a neurotoxin called a homotraxin, which has...
That's why you're...
Have the anti-vaxxers tried this yet?
They will.
Okay.
They'll be looking at
the bird. They will.
Which has previously only been found in the skin of poisoned dart frogs. Handling them can cause numbness. And you just once again said, oh, come on!
The scorpions in Egypt is very biblical.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I feel like Frangela will say they're close enough to spiders to be.
Well, no, it all goes back to the climate crisis.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, these storms are bigger because we've wrecked the climate. And the scorpions are taking their terrible revenge.
Oh, my God. Okay. Only Mr. T can save us now. I love that you retweeted him. He said, I'm blessed and thankful. I got my booster vaccination shot. My arm's a little sore, but no pain. I pity the pain. Thanks to all
he
the doctors.
He did.
Charlie said, I do not pity the fool who is unvaccinated. Oh. He thanked all the doctors and nurses, and he is vaxxed. He pities the fool that's not.
And I'm telling
you, the fool.
Mr. T, you got to, like, really stick it in, because...
Yeah.
With biceps, well, you know.
Have we seen Mr. T lately, though?
Oh, is he
Mr. Low T?
Is he more Mr. W these days?
I don't know.
Everybody missed my really good joke. I said, "Is he Mr. Low T?"
No, I heard it. Okay, we heard it.
We heard it. We got it.
Charlie,
we got it.
It's a tough room. It really is.
The minions are in rebellion this morning. I don't know.
It's doing their own skits willy nilly when I'm in a serious point.
I imagine it was the same thing with Chris Lavoie. You know, they had to, like, you know, get a steam engine to...
Didn't your nurse comment on your deltoid?
Yes, they did. They did.
Did they have to, like, was it, like, several times? They just, we're in.
How many needles did they bend?
What?
How many needles did they bend?
They did comment on the size of my delt.
They kept breaking off the needles. Just blink, blink. Uh-huh. All right.
You're now floating around. That's why he's magnetic.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you, Charlie. Say goodbye.
I scheduled my booster.
Yay!
Yes, everybody get your booster. Get it. Yes. Do it. Oh, for God's sakes, this Delta variant. It's no party. It's no disco. It's no fooling around.
Pharmacy that's in the supermarket and getting my...
Good. That's what I did. Yep. I went to Vons.
Some cool cuts and getting my booster.
Yep.
Right on. I went... Where'd you go? You went to...
I went to CVS.
I went to Kaiser.
Rite Aid.
That's what...
Rite Aid,
The pharmacy that's the pharmacy that's in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Just do it. Seriously, we have a lot of, stories, friends, whatever. It is this Delta variant. It's a thousand times, think about it, 1,000 times the viral load. It is so much more infectious.
By the way, I get, because I'm an old dude, I get vaccinated every year for pneumonia and
I got my flu shot.
Shingles.
We're vaccine pigs. We're like, what else you got? Is it leprosy? What else do I need? Is there something?
Parvo?
Parvo.
Scorpion.
She might need it for parvo.
Scorpion sting? What else do I need?
Yeah, actually, Poison birds.
Poison bird vaccine.
All right. Love you, Charlie. Say adieu.
I need something to chase my Baraxo with.
All right. Love you, Charlie.
Goodbye, my friends.
Goodbye.
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 Watch out for flying animals.
Yes.